The BBC presents Celia Johnson with Derek Giler in The African Queen, a radio play by John Keir Cross from the novel by C.S. Forrester. This is a story of two people brought together in a strange place by the chance of war. The war is the Great War of 1914, the place Central Africa, in the heart of the jungle. A man in a battered sun hat, unshaven and grimy, is walking across a clearing in the jungle near the river Ulanga. He passes through a ring of deserted native huts, some burnt to the ground. There is no sign of life until suddenly, on the veranda of the English missionary bungalow facing him, a woman appears.
Hello.
Yes?
You're Miss Sale, aren't you? Missionary sister. The Reverend.
Yes.
Now, where's everybody got to? Place all kind of empty.
They've gone. The whole village.
Now, where's the Reverend? Your brother?
He's in there. In the bungalow, inside. He's dead.
Oh, that's bad, miss.
He's been ill for a long time. He died this morning. He got much worse last night after the Germans came.
Ah, that's it, eh? The Germans.
Mm. They took everybody away. All the men for bearers and so on in their army. They've declared war, you know, back in England.
I know. I heard. A time ago.
The women went with the men as well. You know what they're like, the natives. They took everything. Pots and pans and everything. They even took Samuel's portable chapel. I don't know why they did that.
Samuel?
My brother. Inside there.
Oh, yes. But how did they come to leave the two of you?
What use would we have been? Besides, they had to leave me with Samuel. He was dying. I'm very glad you've come. I was wondering.
Have to bury him, eh? 6 hours, they say, in the tropics?
I know.
All right, miss. I'll bury him for you.
You'd better come in. You're the engineer, aren't you? With the Belgian gold mining company upriver.
Near Limbassy. That's right, miss. I'm English myself, of course. London born.
Of course.
Name of Walnut. Maybe you don't remember the couple of times I looked in to see the Reverend.
Yes. Walnut, I remember now.
I liked the Reverend in a kind of way. Except he was a bit strict, maybe. Always at me for my sinful ways and such. He used to say that... Oh. There he is, eh?
Aren't you going to take your hat off, Mr. Walnut? In the presence of the dead?
Oh, sorry, miss. A shame, isn't it?
The heart went out of him when the Germans came. He was ill anyway, very ill. Then they took everything he'd worked for all his life. Outside there should have been all his little flock this morning. That was what he always called them, you know? It would have been one of their market days. They'd have been out in all their gay clothes. Now they've all gone.
I was just the same at the mine. I was further upriver myself at the time. Just found it all empty when I got back.
How did you get down here at all?
I skipped out in a launch the minute I saw what was up.
The launch?
The old African Queen, remember? Old steam job. Used to bring in some stores for the Reverend there from time to time. I'd bet the Germans would be glad to get what's on her too.
What's that?
Gelatine for blasting, miss. 8 boxes of it. Big bags and such for the mine, you know. And tin grub and cylinders of oxygen, nitrogen for a welding job we meant to do. That's where I've been, seen. Up at the stores, collecting it. Heaps of things. They'd find a use for it all right. They're practical chaps, them, aren't
they? Yes, I suppose so.
Well, we'd best get busy, eh? Sooner the better. Nearly 6 hours now, it must be, if it was this morning.
Yes, I suppose so.
Fine-looking chap he was. Like one of them old prophets, eh?
Like Samuel himself, I often thought. He used to be quite proud of his appearance.
You're like him, miss. Except kind of... gentler, kind of.
We grew up together, though I was much younger. We've been here 10 years, Samuel and I. I tried to help him as much as I could in his work. It was hard sometimes.
I'll carry him out. Now, don't you worry yourself. I know some of the old service. I've heard it often enough in my time, Lord knows.
I have my prayer book, Mr. Allnut. I can read the service myself.
Oh, of course, yeah. Kind of your trade, eh? And we'd best get away as soon as we've done, in case the Germans come back,
Away?
Well, surely, miss. The old launch out there. You'd better come with me, hadn't you? I mean, I can't leave you here on your own, now, can I?
No, I suppose not. No, not here.
We'll do things quick for the Reverend and then get down to the river. Have you got many things, miss?
One little trunk. I never needed much.
Ah, my dear, that's just a ticket, then. Of course, I don't know where we'll go exactly. I hadn't much motion myself before I drew in here and saw the old village all empty. But we'll work out something, I dare say. We could probably...
Hadn't you better...
Oh, yeah. Just starting, miss. Not very heavy, is he? Not now. That's funny about people. Where they kind of shrink almost. Might have said the Reverend was a big chap, and look at me. Turn the owl upside daisy with him, easy as pie.
He was a big man. I thought so, too.
Did he leave any spades, miss?
Spades? No. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, we'll find something. Got your book?
Yes.
Never mind, miss. Sorry, I can't pick it up for you. Not quite yourself, I expect.
No, it wasn't that. I was thinking about something else.
Exeter Forest would be the best place. Ground will be nice and light for digging. And he'd like to be in the shade, I expect. Oh, this ruddy Africa.
What did you say her name was?
Who? You been up at Limbassi? Did the Reverend tell you? About the black woman I used to...
I meant the launch.
Oh, the African Queen, miss.
The African Queen? With the explosives on her? Yes. The African Queen.
Not much to look at, eh, miss? But she's a kind of a queen, all right. I've got to lock in the old girl after all these years I've run her.
She's fairly old, isn't she?
Our company bought her fourth hand in the first place. Oh, I wouldn't like to guess. Leaks in every piston cylinder, but she still goes somehow. Jungle wood and river water. That's all you need for fuel and such. And a bit of luck.
Is that the engine?
Yes. When I finish stoking, you'll hear her burst into life. What she calls life.
Such a strange name for a boat. The African Queen. She's smaller than I thought.
Well, all of 30 feet. Needs a bit more paint, of course. And I'll see it peeling off the side. I could do with a new awning, too. All falling to bits. She's got a good old-fashioned flat bottom. Not like yours, miss, eh?
Just all
nuts. Oh, sorry, miss. Just slipped out, kind of. Try not to do that another time. Except I like my little jokes. Now... there she goes.
She makes a terrible noise, Mr. Allnut.
I'll dive down in a minute when she really gets going. You'll get used to it, miss.
The river's pretty difficult for her, isn't it, just here?
It keeps winding round a bit. Lots of islands and whatnot. Gets easier later, this side of the rapids. Could you do something for me, miss, now she's starting proper?
What?
Would you mind holding the tiller, miss, see? Just here. See, that's the idea. Hold it steady as you can. Where it is now.
Yeah, I'll try.
Ah, that's a good girl. Oh, the devil's own job coming down on me anyhow. Steering and engine and everything. Got it?
All right, I've got it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we might make for somewhere quiet behind an island or something. Think out what we're going to do and we couldn't be spotted if them Germans come back.
Yes, I think that would be best.
All right, well, here we go then. The old African Queen, eh? Here we go, Miss Sale.
There we go, Mr. Allnut. Thank you.
That's that, miss. Safe, eh? And sound, as you might say.
Quite so, Mr. Allner. It's really rather pleasant here, isn't it? This little backwater.
Plumb behind that island, see? Where I see. Their mountains can't see us, even if they're about anywhere. Like a cuppa?
No, tea, Mr. Allner.
Oh, why not, eh? Boiling water, always ready in the old queen. What do I do all that stoking for?
I'd love it, Mr. Allner. Nothing better in the whole world.
I reckon we deserve a rest. Oh, you must be tired, miss, eh?
Well, not really, Mr. Allner. At least, not very.
All that upset about the reverend and such, and the way you took that tiller. Oh, I never thought you'd have it in you, miss. You was like a born sailor.
Was I?
Born and bred before the ruddy mast, that's what I'd say. Oh, there's plenty of sugar if you want it. Tons and tons.
Thank you. To tell you the truth, I really rather enjoyed it, Mr. Allnut. The tiller, I mean.
That just shows you, doesn't it? Hard work, too, isn't it? And you in all them heavy missionary clothes, too. Cool, it makes me sweat to look at them.
I've got used to them, Mr. Allnut. After all, I've had 10 years in Africa. And my brother and I had appearances to keep up before the natives.
Begging your pardon, miss. No offence, men. Drat them mosquitoes.
They are a bit troublesome, aren't they?
Ruddy bloodsuckers. Still, better than them Germans, what?
I suppose we'd better work out what we're to do, Mr. Allnut. I mean, about them Germans. We must have a plan. I feel that very strongly.
Just come into it, Miss Sayer. Don't mind if I give a sudden slap now and then.
I might even indulge myself, except...
Not so easy through all them stockings and whatnot, eh? Still, you can have a good scratch, can't you?
Thank you. So, what was your suggestion then, Mr. Allnut?
Yes. Well, now, we've got heaps of grub on the old boat. I'll load it up proper at Limbassy, see? Mm-hmm. And there's 2,000 fags and a couple of cases of gin. Oh, and of course, there's tins of bully beef and bags of tea and such. We could stay right here for months if we wanted, or somewhere like it where we'd be safe. How long do you think this war will last, miss?
Mr. Allnut, you don't mean that we should just stay out of sight?
Well, why not, when you think about it? They'll be all over the place, them uns. We could only go so far in the old queen in any case, you know. Only down to where the river narrows, see? So what would we do, even if we did go on?
We could strike a blow, Mr. Allnut.
Blow? What blow?
For England.
England?
Don't you realize that we're at war, Mr. Allnut?
What? You and me?
I've just seen my work destroyed. My whole life's work and my brother's.
Oh, now, come, miss, have a heart. You and your life's work.
I'm 33, Mr. Allnut, almost 34. I've lived and worked in that little station back there for 10 whole years. And that almost is a lifetime in this climate.
33 and never been...
Mr. Allnut, what I'm trying to say is that I may have been forced by circumstances into this boat, but I'm not altogether certain that it isn't part of some grand design.
Now, look,
I've got a kind of anger in me after what I saw the Germans do. Perhaps it isn't very Christian of me, but it's there, and I can't deny it. What's that you're sitting on? Those boxes with the red lines on them.
Oh, them, aye. Well, it's the blasting gelatine I told you about, the stuff from the mine.
I guess so. Is it dangerous?
Well, now, would I be sitting on it if it was? No, not except if you was to bang off detonators into it, gunpowder-like and cartridges and such. Then whoop it goes. Otherwise, it's safe as houses.
I see.
I'll chuck it over the side, though, miss, if you're...
No, don't do that. We may need it.
Need it?
What are those other things there at your feet? Those big metal tubes?
Oxygen and hydrogen. I told you. Cylinders, see? Compressed, see?
They look quite like torpedoes, don't they?
Well, I suppose they do, now you mention it.
Could you make a torpedo, Mr. Allnut?
Cool, Duffy. Why not ask me to make a ruddy dreadnought and do the thing in style? Cool, ruddy torpedoes. Ruddy mosquitoes.
I'm serious, Mr. Allnut. Somewhere at the end of this river, there's the Great Lake, isn't there?
If anybody could get to it.
The river does. And there was an explorer once called Spengler, wasn't there? Who discovered that the river ran into the lake.
Al Spengler went down in a dugout canoe. And even then he was near wrecked in the rapids and such. Nobody's ever done it in a craft this size.
Haven't they? We'll see.
Well, they got about 100 miles up to here that's navigable before the cataracts begin. After that, it's just plain hell.
Really? And down there, in the lake itself, there is one other boat.
And everybody knows that. What we call the old Louisa. Big German gunboat.
The Koenig and Louisa, Mr. Allnut. I remember when they carried it in pieces through the forest 8 years ago, it was. Every mile they brought it, one of the bearers died. They drove them terribly. My brother was very angry.
You don't half get worked up, Miss, don't you?
I've suddenly become in some way a practical woman, Mr. Allnut, with a duty before me to my country.
Look, Allnummy, what is all this? Where's the blinking gin?
When we get to the lake, Mr. Allnut, we shall destroy her.
What? The old Louisa? You and me?
With torpedoes.
You and me? A blinking gunboat?
We've got to do our bit, Mr. Allnut. With torpedoes.
Oh, listen, miss, you're off your
you
nuts.
You and me, Mr. Allnut. Torpedoes. Now, can you get up a head of steam? I think that's the professional term.
Now, damn it, Miss
Please control your language, Mr. Allnut.
We've a bare 2 hours of daylight and we're sitting pretty.
We can go a long way in 2 hours, and every mile is important. Now, you can find another anchorage for us behind some other island, and we can eat some of the provisions you say you have. And while you do get up steam, if you promise to stand by the boiler and keep your eyes forward...
What, miss?
I'm going to have a bath. Over the stern, as I think you call it.
Cool. Hers or yours?
Both, Mr. Allnut. And that is why you're on your honour as a gentleman to keep your eyes averted. The African Queen may not mind, but I do. These mosquitoes are quite intolerable.
Cool. What a turn-up, eh? Now, look, Miss Sayer. Just look. It can't be done. Now, can it?
Can't it?
Well, I asked you now. Have a fag.
No, thank you.
Oh, sorry. Should have known, I suppose. You don't mind if I do?
No, not at all.
So. But you see what I mean, though?
Not in the slightest. Did you enjoy your own bath just now from the prow, I think you call it?
Oh, did I need it?
I'm inclined to agree, Mr. Allnut.
Did you keep your eyes...
Naturally. As I expected you to do earlier.
I even did it then.
It's no particular effort, I assure you. In any case, I was thinking.
I'll bet you were. Some of this, miss.
What is it?
Mother's ruin. Two old crates of it.
Mr. Allnut.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I keep forgetting that old trade of yours with the Reverend, don't I? You sure?
Quite certain.
Ah, there's nothing to beat a touch of the old gin on a cold night. Nights do get cold sometimes, you know, even in these parts.
Plainly out.
Aye, aye. I see you took off the old woolen stockings, aye?
What I do for my comfort in the heat is my own affair. Life on the African Queen is rather different from what I've known.
I'll bet.
I changed entirely from the practical point of view since I was looking after the tiller again. And it was very hard and uncomfortable work.
Didn't I tell you, miss? Born sailor, eh? Fore the mast.
You have told me several times, Mr. Allnut. At any rate... You agree, I take it.
Now, just to what, Miss Sayer?
The torpedo. Doing our bit.
Oh, you and your blinking torpedoes and our blinking bit. We're back at that, aren't we?
I think you've had quite enough to drink, Mr. Allnut.
Now, then, come off it, miss. What's a man to do, I asked you, with all this blinking torpedo stuff after our day's work?
A man might remember that he is a man and an engineer.
Now, look. There ain't no engineer ever born that can make a torpedo out of their cylinders. I'm telling you straight. What about gyroscopes and such and compressed air chambers and so on? I've been trying to tell you this for 2 blinking hours.
But as far as I understand, all these things, these gyroscopes and so on, they're only to make the torpedoes go, aren't they?
But of course they are. What else, I ask you? That's the whole point about torpedoes. Oh, where's the mother's ruin?
All right. But we've got the African Queen herself, haven't we?
Eh?
Now, if we were to put this gelatine, this explosive stuff... If we were to put it right in front of the African Queen, right up in the prow, and with a detonator there, that would be a kind of torpedo itself, wouldn't it? Those cylinders, you see, they could stick out over the end with the detonators in the tips where those tap things are. And then, if you ran the boat against the side of the ship...
Oh, love a duck, have a fag, miss, and forget all of that.
I told you I didn't smoke, Mr. Allnut. And I don't like the way you do, either.
Yeah, now...
I don't like the way you keep your cigarette stuck on your top lip. It isn't gentlemanly. You might at least have shaved after your bath.
Cool.
Now, where are you going to sleep? It's time we had some rest.
Now, listen.
I'm going to settle down under the awning myself. You'd best make yourself as comfortable as you can in the front somewhere. We've got to make an early start.
What for?
You know perfectly well what for, because we've got to get down the river to the lake.
Oh, you've almost got me off me nut myself now, you have, if it wasn't for the gin. I tell you, it can't be done, see?
Bangler did it, didn't he?
In a blinking canoe.
It shows that we can too.
Ah, you wait. Ah, you just wait till you see the rapids. Hmm. Anyway, what about Blinking Shona, eh?
Shona?
Hmm. Blinking fortified town, about a week down the river there. Full of Germans. And if we go out of here, we've got to pot it, haven't we? And the Huns will be all over the place with guns and such.
We'll simply have to risk it.
Not blinking likely. I've had enough of you and your crazy schemes. I'm off. I am upstream again. I'm turning the old queen round. I am. I'm off.
Mr. Allnut?
None of you missus to me. I'm plain Charlie Allnut, I am, and I should never have got tied up with no old missus sister. And I'm going back. I am the gin and all.
You're a coward. A snivelling coward.
Coward yourself, and you ain't no lady either. No, miss. That's what my old mother would have said, heaven rest her soul. You ain't no lady, she'd have said. She'd have said
go
that.
Go to bed, Mr. Allnut. We're going down river in the African Queen, and we're starting first thing tomorrow. Just at this moment, there's something else first.
My old mother would have
said... Push over those crates of rum. Here, over this way a bit.
Ain't rum. Gin.
I don't care what it is. Push them over. Further. To the side here.
Oh, you're going to have some after all, and I, oh, good old mother's ruin, eh? Well, you're going to... Hey, come on, what are you doing?
Just... It's all not...
Oh.
There.
You psalm singing all, had you? Oh, cripes, oh, cripes.
Good night, Mr. Allnut. Good night.
Not a blinking hope. The old gal's full out. We're near out of fuel as it is.
You should have loaded more.
Well, that's all right for you. Loaded as much as I could. Oh, my head. Oh. She goes through the stuff too quick at this pitch.
Oh. I'm going to spring her over. Right over to the far bank.
Well, watch out for the shallows. Oh, blimey, this is crazy. This is...
I want to get as far from the shoulder side as I can. How far is it now?
Round that next bend, just before the big cliffs. Bet you anything they've spotted this already. They'll be lining up for a good old shooting party.
Well, we might be out of range.
Ah, them Germans, there's martini gun. Oh, what a way to die. This heat. Never mind 6 hours this time, not in this heat.
Stop talking and keep your mind on your work.
What do you think you're ordering about? Oh, but a week of it and
oh,
more.
I didn't mean to order you, Mr. Allnut. It's just that we must do our job.
Ah, well, maybe some of it hadn't been so bad when you was in your better moods.
Thank you. Well, that's always something.
I've got to liking you quite well in those moods, I've been. Just when you get these notions
Wait.
Of you.
Is that it? That line of huts and the long wall?
That's sure not all right. Well, this is it, miss.
I'm not so sure. There isn't any sign of life, is there?
Now, they'd be down behind the wall taking aim and up on those cliffs. If my old mother
You're
could...
right. Look, there. Puffs of smoke.
Lucky to have seen them at all. They can't have found a range yet. Best keep down if you can. Hear that? Sound of the shots now.
Queer, isn't it? So long after, you'd hardly think...
Keep on us, here. They found us. Oh, ruddy hole in the old funnel. And one of the stays bust.
I'm going further over. Nearer the bank.
Mind them shallows.
All right. Right, I'll watch for them. How far away are those Germans there?
Ah, 1,000 yards, maybe. Long enough for a martini, though. Damn it, we might do it yet, old girl.
Of course we will. Another 100 yards and we'll be round that other bend down away from them.
Ah, who'd have thought it, eh? Still help me, I'm even enjoying myself.
Better than gin, eh?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, maybe. Could do with some right now. Oh, when you shoved the old stuff overboard that time, I could have... Oh, I could have done something to you. Something bad I could.
You didn't notice my knitting bag, did you?
What's knitting to do with it?
I had a big sharp needle in it already and waiting for you if you had tried anything.
Cool, what a girl.
What is it? What is it, Charlie?
Blank your bullet. Hit the piece of wood. Right out of me hand.
Are you hurt?
No, not me. Just a lucky shot.
That's the last they'll manage, though, likely. They're near out of range now.
I'll swing back a bit then, out of the shallows.
Oh, I'll bet they're dancing and yelling like mad back there, except we can't hear them.
There isn't a chance they'll send out boats after us.
They've only got canoes. Wouldn't stand an earth at our speed. Besides, they won't risk their holy necks, not even in canoes.
How do you mean?
Well, I told you, didn't I? Just past Shauna. Blinking rapids.
Oh, yes, I remember. They've stopped firing. I can't even see the village anymore.
Leaving us to it, they are. I suppose we can slow down for a spell. Oh, I reckon they must think we're a couple of loonies. Not worth wasting the precious ammo on when the old river will do it for them.
Are they very bad, the rapids?
You wait. 2 more minutes, round that next bend. Better polish up all them old prayers of yours.
On the grounds that I'll have to say them for both of us, I presume, Mr. Allnut.
I never knew any myself, except our father, which aren't in. And that's about as far as I got, even with that one. Never taught us much else at the old board school back home.
I dare say I could say enough for us both. In fact, I was back there, beneath my breath.
You're a queer one, you are, Miss Sayers, honest to I, Evan. There you was in all that danger.
Nonsense. We had to risk it, didn't we? We've got our task ahead of us.
All right, except we ain't there yet. Not nothing like. Now, I meant something else.
What?
That time when the blinking bullet knocked the wood out of me hand. Do you know what you called me?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about, Mr. Allnut.
Wasn't Mr. Allnut. Not then it wasn't. When you thought I'd copped it for a sec, you called me...
Look out, Johnny!
Blasted! The rapids! I never thought they were as near as this.
What do we do?
Pull like fury! Port!
We'll never do it! Up through those rocks? I've no idea.
Oh, glory, but we will. Give me that tail.
No, look after the engine.
The old tub isn't pulling. Something wrong with the propeller.
I can't hold her. Yes, I can.
Good girl. Watch out for that one, the big fella.
I'm watching.
Oh, never a thought. Not never. Not a boat this size. Come here. We'll even do it yet.
We are doing it. We are, Johnny.
You're through, old girl. You're nearly through.
Stop the engine. Stop it. I can hold up.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
There's clear water there beyond.
Yeah, it is clear for miles, till the next lot begins. My joy. I never thought we'd see that blessed patch there.
We'd best push on as far as we can till dark. Get away from the Germans.
They won't be troubling. Ridden us off there. Wait now, miss. Hang on. The last little bit, miss.
I'm all right. We're going to... Oh, Charlie.
Our Father, which art in. All right, Miss Sayer?
Yes. All right, Mr. Allnut?
Yes. Well, we've put a good 5 miles between us and them huns. They never find us, even if they want to try.
So lovely here again. These little backwaters are too fine, Mr. Allnut.
Never thought we'd see it. Never thought we'd get through them rapids.
I didn't either, not at one time. You were the one who had the courage.
No, I never...
Yes, you were. I'm sorry I called you a coward that night.
Oh, you forget it, miss. Another cup of tea.
Thanks. That's good tea.
Dirty old river water. The old queen does the rest in that old boiler of hers.
She does the rest in other ways, too. I'm sorry about your rum as well, Mr. Allnut.
It was gin.
My brother always called drink rum. All kinds of drink. The demon rum, he used to call it.
Poor old chap, eh? You'd had a bit of a life with him.
Yes. Yes, I had, maybe, in some ways. But he was good.
I wonder how he'd have shaped, eh, on this old jaunt. Seems ages.
Well, it is ages. Lot of days. I almost forget. More than a week, I think. Look at my clothes. The mess they're in from it all. My hair. And I blamed you for not shaving.
I've tried ever since. I never was a great one for the drink, you know. Not really. Went to my head too quick. You maybe did the right thing that time, miss, if we was to get through.
But a man's got to have something. I can see that now. I've had too sheltered a life, maybe.
You've got it in you all the same.
Cool.
And I think of the way you've taken that old tiller through thick and thin.
But I like it, you know. I feel free. It's something to do with my hands. They're such big hands, aren't they, when you look at them? A palmist told me once, long ago in Birmingham, that they were practical hands. Samuel wouldn't have approved. I went at a fair once. I sometimes thought of it. Sometimes when I was praying and I looked at them.
Practically it is, miss. You and your downriver notions.
We must go, Mr. Allnut. We really must, you know.
But I'm almost thinking that you're right, miss. Honest I am. I'd never have thought it, but the way you've kind of stood by and such and done your share.
I had to, after what I said that first night.
Didn't like me much, did you?
Well, I was frightened a little, Mr. Allnut. I think that was it.
Not a little me. Not you.
I never met a man like you before. I didn't think we could be comrades like this, through danger.
Not me, neither. Not with a girl like you, miss.
Oh, girl.
Missionaries was always that flat-chested, the ones I ran into. Yeah, you filled out a bit, you know. You're fine. All that bully beef and the good old tin stuff from the stores. Ah, but it isn't that so much. I'm no great cop to be speaking, heaven help me.
You've worked so hard, Mr. Allnut. You've been so good when I was so mixed up and impatient and impractical. When I...
Oh, forget it, miss. It's just your way. Blow me if you haven't got me... Well, never mind. It's all crazy.
Is it?
I wonder, would you mind having a look at my foot, miss? I've got some kind of splinter in it up on the bank when I was loading the fuel.
Oh, you poor man. Of course I will.
Here, here, here. Who's a poor man? It's just...
Oh, sorry, Mr. Allnut. It's a splinter, all right. Wait, careful now. I'll get a needle. I've got my knitting bag here.
Same one.
Now, I'll try not to hurt.
Ah, it doesn't matter. Ooh.
Yeah. Wait. There. I've got it.
Thomas.
Oh, you'd never think it, would you? Ugly thing like that from that bank there, all covered with those lovely flowers.
Just looking at them myself. I never thought I'd have an eye for flowers and such. Not old Charlie Allnut.
Is it all right now? Not hurting anymore?
Just fine, miss. Thomas.
It's getting late. We'd better sleep if we can, if it really doesn't hurt. There's so much to do.
Still on about your old torpedoes.
Aren't you?
Well, maybe I am, after all. Except heaven knows how it's to be done. Maybe you're right about doing our bit and such. Maybe...
What, Mr. Allnut?
You're so close to me, miss. You're so close.
Oh, Charlie. Good morning, Charlie. Tea?
Roy. Thanks, miss.
We've got to get on our way. It's long past dawn.
So it is, too. Tom. Yeah, that's enough sugar. Tom.
Oh, Lord.
What is it, Charlie?
I don't know. I just don't, so help me out. I'm sorry, miss.
Sorry, Charlie?
I kind of... Oh, so help me out.
You've got to get steam up, Charlie. You must. We've got so far to go. How many hundreds of miles is it?
I don't know. Four or five, maybe, or maybe thousands. I don't know.
You said there was something wrong with the propeller. We've got to test that, too.
My glory, it's good, this tea. Thanks, miss. Except I can't hardly call you miss, can I? Not after...
It's Rose, Charlie. That's what my name is, dear.
I never even knew. Ah, that's a nice name. Rose, eh?
We've got to go on, Charlie. Have you got enough fuel in?
Rose, eh? Rosie. Oh, Christ. Give us another kiss, old girl.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, dear.
Thank you.
You all right, Resi, old girl? How's it going?
Won't be long now, Charlie. I'm getting used to bumping. I even like it, too.
Oh, you're a caution, you are. Strikes me you're proper at home in the old queen.
Of course I am. After all, it's been a long time now. A
couple of lifetimes, eh? And there you are with your skirt tucked into your bloomers like a kid at the seaside, eh? I'd like to be beside this, he's hard.
Charlie Warner, If you've got nothing better to do, you can take over the pumping for a bit.
Oh, got to get the old fire in again. That last big wave back there put it right out, worse luck.
It was terrible, Charlie. Worse than the first rapid. I really didn't think we'd get through to all that time. The way they flooded us.
Get an expert, we are. Now, there's just one more lot of them, if I remember right, and then we'd be in a good old swamp water.
Near the lake?
Yeah, I think so. Lots of miles yet, though. By the fire again is here and back to Shona, I'd say.
Another week, then. Oh, there. Better, clear. I think I'll be glad, Charlie.
What for, old girl?
To get down to the calmer part.
Whoa, you wait till you see. Fever and such. I told you, this is swamp land. Eats bad enough here. Just you wait till we get down there.
Lucky we drifted in here to the side after the fire went. Trouble was I couldn't steer the way I used. Something seemed to be pulling against me all the time.
Oh, propeller. I told you, old girl. There'd been something wrong with it for days.
Is that what all the clattering was just before we stopped?
Back so. Suddenly got worse, didn't it? Maybe hit a rock or something in that last cataract. I'm going down to have a look now. I've got the old fire going and the fuel carted. Keep an eye on it, Rosie girl. There's a good lass. Oh, I say, look at my old shirt. Not much left of it, is there?
What are you taking it off for?
Well, I told you. I'm going underneath to have a look.
What? You mean right under the water?
Well, that's the only way, isn't it? Cool, these duds of mine are soaked right through from that big wave.
Well, why are you taking them off, then?
Oh, I don't know. Don't seem right somehow to go in with the clothes on. Gentleman is requested to adjust their dress before leaving.
Charlie.
Men overboard! Bring you up some oysters for your supper, old girl. Hold your nose and back. How? I
am. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Charlie?
All right, old girl. Here I am. World's record, eh?
Oh, Charlie. Just for a minute, I thought that maybe...
Oh, here, here, now. None of that. Oh. Here, give us a kiss. Welcome back from the old watery grave,
oh,
eh?
Charlie, you're all wet, Gilbert. Yeah.
There.
What's it like, Charlie? Down there, I mean.
Blinking awful. We're done for, old girl.
What do you mean, dear?
Stuck here for life, we are. Unless you feel like a nice long trek through the jungle with snakes and all that. Yes, the old queen's a proper goner.
You mean the propeller is bad?
Shaft's bent to blazes. Must have been getting worse and worse from them first rapids, like a corkscrew. And there's old blade gone from the old prop itself. That must have been what we heard clattering. A whole blinking blade.
So we'll have to mend it, then?
We'll have to... Oh, struck a light, mend it. Oh, you're a caution, Rose, honest. Mend it, she says.
Sit down, I'll give you a nice cup of tea, Charlie. What is we'll have to do before we can go on?
Well, now, if we had a workshop and a landing slip, and if the parcel post was to call here, we could pull the old tub right out of the water. That is, if we had a crane, of course. And then we could get the shaft straight. Then we could write a nice note to the makers and get a new prop. They're bound to have one in stock, see, because the old queen's not much more than 20 years old. And I doubt if they've changed the pattern more than 5 or 6 times. And then we...
There you are, Charlie. Plenty of sugar, the way you like it. Can't you get the shaft off without pulling her out of the water?
Well, maybe if I had a diving suit...
Oh, you went down just now without one.
Oh, for all of 2 minutes.
2 minutes would soon add up. You could do it bit by bit. Unscrew it, Charlie, bit by bit. And then we could straighten the shaft on shore.
Oh, you've got to hope you have. And this tea's too blinking hot, it is.
Oh, let me blow it for you in the saucer.
Oh, saucers and everything these days, eh? Cool. And I say, where's the aft for this straightening job going to come from? And where's the anvil? And where's the coal? Anyway, I ain't no blinking blacksmith.
I saw one of the villagers working metal once. He used charcoal on a big hollow stone. He had a boy to fan the fire for him.
So all we need is a boy. Except I'd use bellows myself. I could make them easy enough. Out of them old gloves in your trunk, maybe.
Long black ones?
Hmm.
They're all right, Charlie. I've never worn them in Africa. I got them for a dance once back home when I was a girl.
Wasn't so long ago then, eh?
Oh, Charlie.
I just fancy you at a dance, though, Rosie. Oh, I'll bet you was the belle of the ball. Honest.
I never went to it. Samuel didn't approve.
No, he wouldn't. Strikes me the old boy did the right thing all them weeks ago when he ups and dies like
Oh, Charlie, please.
Yes, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Well, then, how do you make this blinking charcoal, anyway?
I've seen them doing that, too. You set fire to a big kind of beehive things made of wood, and then after it's all burnt, there's charcoal inside, see?
You know it all, don't you? Oh, plenty of old driftwood up there on the shore, too. Dry as tinder. We could maybe... Ah, Rosie, no. It's no go, girl. I was forgetting the prop plane.
We got along without it just now, didn't we?
Oh, a couple of hundred yards, and on the drift. It'd be different now down in the swamps. No current. And there's still that last cataract out there.
But why wouldn't it work? Except if you say so, of course.
Now, listen, Rosie. A prop's not balanced proper. Yeah, that is, if it's just got two blades, you see. Now, it's science. There's things you call talk and such, Charlie. You wouldn't understand. Centrifugal force and all that, see?
You could make another blade, Charlie. There's lots of iron and stuff you could use.
And tied on with string, I suppose. Or what's wrong with a bit of tape from those old bloomers of yours?
Oh, stop it, Charlie. But couldn't you stick it on somehow? There's a word, isn't there? Welded. Is that the word?
Oh, crap.
Well, isn't that the right word? You know what I mean. Dear, even if it isn't.
Oh, you've almost got me nuts, too, you have. Well, I suppose it's maybe we took long enough, and if we could keep our beards from singeing in the old charcoal...
We've got to go on, Charlie. We must. We've got our job to do.
If ever there was a poor mutt...
Shall we try it, all that? Shall we, Charlie?
Righto, Rosie. Let's.
Didn't I tell you, Charlie? All those 2 minutes is adding up.
Four blinking days of them. I'm a frog, I am. I ain't a man at all. Anti-blooming dexterous.
Oh, you mean amphibious, dear. Anyway, you got the shaft off, didn't you?
Feeling all over, I am, from all that time under the water. I'm a sight for sore eyes, I am.
I wouldn't have you any different, not one little bit. So all we've got to do now is to get the shaft straight, isn't it?
Oh, easy as pie, I must say. Cool. Look at it.
Well, it's only bent in two places, Charlie. And the little one right at the end.
That little one, she says. Blimey, that's the worst of the lot, that one. That's where it fits in the main bracket.
Well, anyway, the propeller isn't so bad. There's still a stump left where we can rivet on the new blade when you make it.
Oh, it's going to be just great. And we didn't even manage the charcoal that fancy way with your old beehives and such.
And there must be something else you do that we didn't know about. Oh. Anyway, your bellows work. And we can maybe get enough heat without the charcoal. Shall we try, Charlie?
Oh, Rosie, Rosie, Rosie.
Come on, dear. I'll start, shall I? Oh, they're marvellous, really, they are. They're the best bellows I ever saw in all my life. I'm glad I never went to that dance.
Enjoying this, Rosie, old girl.
So am I, Charlie. Steps of blisters.
I'll get some better for you later, sweetheart. Oh.
Oh, blimey. If my old dad had put me to blacksmith work when I was a kid, I'd never have come to Africa at all. Except I wouldn't have met you then.
Charlie. Now, you want a bit more heat, dear?
Maybe better. Only that last little bit left. Keep it going if you can, dearie. If your hands can stand it.
That all right. I read somewhere that we've got three layers of skin or something. So I've still got one to go.
That's it. Hold a minute now. Coming now.
Oh. Well, if that isn't it this time, I'll eat my hat. Except I ain't got one now from that time we was flooded.
Ooh. Try it with the gauge you made, Charlie. See if it's the right thickness. Here, let me. You rest.
Oh, gauges and everything, eh? Old bits of wire and bent nails and such. I never thought I had it in me.
Perfect, Charlie. Want a kiss for being such a clever boy?
Oh, sweetheart.
There. Now, all we've got to do now is the propeller.
More kid stuff, eh? Except that...
What, Charlie?
Except I think we're in for it this time. I've been looking at that old stump.
Well, isn't it big enough to weld on the new blade?
No, it isn't that so much. It's the way it curves, see?
Oh.
Now, we've got to get the new blade curving just the same way. Else it'll all warp and we'll lose torque, see?
But can't you make new gauges, Charlie? And you've got the rivets all made. And you know how to weld now if I work the bellows hard enough.
Now, listen, Rosie, listen. It's got to be perfect, see, love. Just perfect. There's that last big cataract down there, and if the prop doesn't hold, if it's one little bit off balance, Rosie...
What, Charlie?
It's you and me for David Jones, old girl. Now, it isn't worth it, honest. I don't mind for myself much, but when I think of you, sweetheart,
it's both of us together, dear, if it's got to be at all. We've got to try, my love. We must. Come on. I'll make you a cup of tea, and then we'll start.
It'll be another 2 days, sweetheart.
Does it matter, Charlie? We've only taken 8 already on the shaft and the other work days don't matter.
Lord help me, why did I ever meet you?
Oh, Charlie, Charlie.
Stand by. I'm going to engage her.
I'm ready, Charlie.
10 blinking days, but we got it all on, Rosie. By heaven, we did. Neat as pie, too. That bit of old boiler tube, eh? Almost right for the blade. What? And a bit of the old emerald. Cool, my hands.
When will we know, darling? If it's going to hold, I mean.
About a minute, if you keep her head out. And there ain't no other chance the way the bank bends round there. You're still game to try, sweetheart?
There's nothing else, is there? Except that if it is the worst when we meet the strain. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, old Rosie. Cripes, but you've been a good girl to me, you have. All right. Steady, old girl. We're doing it. She's holding. Evan, listen. She's holding.
Charlie. Please, Evan. Please. Please, Evan.
10 blinking days and not a bit of skin left on these old hands, Rosie. 10 blinking days, but we straightened the prop shaft and we made a blinking top. By glory, but I'm going to let the old queen crow about it for once, and to the devil with any blasty guns it might hear. Give it to them, old girl, you good old queen, you. Give it to them. Give it to him, crow, old girl. You gorgeous old lion, tongue, you hack. Crow, crow, crow.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, Father. We've got you.
Comfy, old girl?
Very comfy, Charlie.
Don't you feel proud of yourself, eh?
Charlie, how can I? It was you, dear.
Gone. You know what I mean. It was you, sweetheart. Down the old river, right through for that last cataract. Ah, nothing but the old swamp from now on, till we reach the lake. Another 1,000 miles or so.
Terribly hot, isn't it?
Boiling. Hear the thunder just now?
I thought I did. Wish they went all these mosquitoes again.
Always get them in a swamp. Special big ones down here on the border.
The border?
That river changes its name, see? Yulanga is that bit up there that we've come through somehow. All the rapids and such, you know. This is the border, where the swamps are. Nobody ever knew they was the same river till old Spengler came through in that canoe of his. Way we've done in the old Queen, never bless her.
You said we couldn't, Charlie. Remember?
I was reckoning without you, sweetheart. Just the way I said. Could you move just a bit, Rosie, dear? No, I'm searching. Just a bit.
Oh, sorry, dear. Would you like me to light a cigarette for you?
Sure. Keep the mosquitoes off, too, a bit, maybe. Next thing will be malaria. If we can't get through to the lake pretty quick.
Can't we? With the new propeller? There are, Charlie.
Tom. The only thing is weeds, see?
Weeds?
It's great long and under the water, see? Might foul up the old prop. Mightn't be able to use it for a bit. Oh, there'd be a proper turn-up for the old book after all we've done to mend it.
Couldn't we drift on the current?
Only there ain't one, see? Not so as you'd notice. And it gets even worse later on.
Oh, we could maybe row her, Or if we could get near the banks, we could maybe tow her. With ropes, Charlie.
My glory, Rosie, you're the one, you are, you know. Couple of old barge horses, eh?
Charlie.
My glory, if that blinking rain comes, we're in for the time of it, we are.
Never mind, Charlie, we've gone through soakings before.
Not in this heat, my girl. If the rain comes, it'll make it worse, not better. And if we do get held up with them weeds round the props as we can't push on, well, I told you.
What?
Malaria.
Oh, we'll pull through whatever happens. We've still got our job to do.
You and your blinking job. I thought you'd forgot it after all this time.
No, never, Charlie. It's at the back of my mind always and always.
The poor old Louisa, eh? Them Germans not knowing what's in for them.
Have you been thinking about the torpedoes, Charlie? How to make them?
Oh, now, look, Rosie. Just look, old girl. We maybe made a propeller and maybe straightened a ruddy shaft. But
have you, Charlie? With the oxygen tubes and the blasting stuff.
Oh, now listen, old girl.
Oh, hold me tighter, Charlie. I never did like thunder.
Oh, Rosie.
Thank you, dear. Shall we go to sleep, Charlie? Even if the rain does come later and waken us up. Oh, I don't believe in your own malaria anyway. You're only being pessimistic.
What, Rosie? Let's. Rosie.
It's all right, Charlie. I'm with you.
Hold me, Rosie. I've got it.
You're not, Charlie.
I told you, girl, didn't I? The heat. The rain.
There's some quinine in the stores, Charlie. You'll be all right, my lovey.
I've been a bad man, Rosie. All along I have, you see. I'm not your kind. Not really.
Charlie.
There have been all sorts. There were women down in the ports, and when I was up at the mine, up at Limbassy, there was...
I don't want to hear, Charlie. It doesn't matter, dear. You're mine now, Charlie.
We got a job to do, up here. Only another 1,000 miles.
Yes. Charlie, when you get better...
I won't, up here.
You will, Charlie. Will you help me, Charlie? I've got it, too. Oh, Charlie. We must get through.
Right there, Rosie. Let's.
We nearly died, old girl. You and me, eh? Back there, eh?
We didn't dare, Charlie.
Well, the things you said, sweetheart. After I came round a bit and it was you was bad.
What things, Charlie?
Oh, about your life, kind of. I don't know. Must have been a rum do for you, Rosie.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, but I said some queer things and all.
I don't know. I don't remember, Charlie.
You was on about your family and such. Nothing but early Joe stuff from with that Sammy.
Oh, please don't, Charlie. Sammy was a good man. I wanted to help him. Maybe I didn't always quite agree with some of his hard ways, but somebody had to look after him here.
I reckon you did it then. No, sorry, old girl, I didn't mean it. Oh, you're a good and all right, I know, so help me. No, it was just no other men or anything. A fallen no gooder, like me.
Well, it didn't matter, Charlie. Did it?
Not a bit, sweetheart. There was something about an Italian or something.
Oh, Charlie. Did I say that?
Something about a boat.
Oh, it was when I was coming out to Africa 10 years ago with Samuel. There was a young officer on the boat, an Italian or a Spaniard, I think. I used to see him looking at me.
Just looking?
Yes, just looking, Charlie. Nothing more than that. But just for a minute or two, I thought that maybe if I hadn't worked things out the way I had with Samuel...
Rosie.
He just looked, Charlie. Maybe I was quite good looking then, I don't know. Maybe I was.
Oh, Rosie.
There's only you, Charlie. Only ever was.
You know, Rosie, you called me your husband when you were sick. Yeah, you said hubby.
Charlie, if we get out, if we ever get the job over for England and get out...
My glory.
What is it, Charlie?
I was right. The old prop shot. Hung up with weeds, I bet.
It might be something else.
Yeah, give me that knife. I'm going over. Else we really are done for this time. Shut off the engine, old girl. It's all right. It's clear now, dearie. Oh, my glory. What a job it was.
I got a cup of tea ready, Charlie.
Ah.
Was it worse than last time when you got the shaft right off?
Well, last time was like kindergarten at the old board school. Damn weeds. Right round, like a beehive. I felt them sucking me down and down 100 times.
Here you are, Charlie. There's plenty of sugar.
Oh, Charlie.
Can we go on?
Not with the prop, we can't. Not through that. A lot ahead there. Now, it'll just happen again. Now we're stuck. Except we could row. If we got close to the bank. Or we could maybe tow as well.
A couple of old barge horses. Oh, Charlie.
Well, no, I never thought I'd see the day when... Rosie?
What, Charlie?
All over me. Look. Snails. Blasted snails.
Leeches, Charlie. From down there in the swamp. They're sucking your blood. Look.
Get them off me. Pull them, Rosie.
I can't. Adele.
Rosie, get them off. Rosie.
Salt. Oh. You put salt on them and they just shrivel up. Where's the salt, Charlie? Oh, dear. The salt.
I'm done for, Rosie. Sorry, old girl. Can't go on.
Oh, Charlie.
I never was very strong. Look at the size of me. And after the malaria and maybe the leeches that day... All this rowing and towing through all that mud.
I'll go, Charlie. I'll go ashore and tow for a change.
You copped it too, old girl. Like a pair of skeletons we are.
Can't be more than 2 more miles, dear. Just 2.
Who wants to blow a ruddy boat up anyway?
I'm going ashore, Charlie. It's only through the big trees there. And then we can start the engine again and get into the lake.
Maybe we'll never even see the old Louisa. She's maybe right over the other side. Maybe the war's over long ago. Here, where are you off to?
I told you. I'm going ashore to pull.
Oh, turn it up, Rosie. That's my job. Give us a kiss. I'll go back myself. It's only 2 more miles.
Oh, Charlie.
My glory. We've come along under steam in the old tub and we've paddled her and we've pulled her, Rosie.
The only thing we haven't done is ruddy well carry her.
Don't tempt Providence, John. Please don't.
My glory. Who said tempting blinking Providence?
It isn't quite as bad as that, Johnny. We're not quite carrying her.
Next best thing, if you ask me.
How did we ever get bogged down like this? We should have had more sense.
We couldn't know it was so shallow, Charlie. It looked all clear under the big trees.
Mud. Ruddy mud. Acres of it. Oh, stinks to high heaven, too.
I know, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Still can't use the prop. Oh, what we ever mended it for, I don't know.
It's the delta. All the mud must have come down from the rapids back there. It's clogged itself up through the years somehow. If we can only get through the trees to those reeds over there, it's the lake, dear.
Reeds, she says. They're a mile away.
Oh, they aren't, Charlie, honest. Not more than a quarter. We've just got to keep lifting and edging her over those big roots. There can't be many more.
Had a couple of boat hooks caught under branches and such, I ask you.
We can manage, Charlie. Come on. Maybe this is the last one now. No. Heave, Charlie. Lift her.
All right, then. All right. Heave.
She even says thanks. Poor Rosie, I'm being a beggar, I am, with all this grumbling.
It doesn't matter, dear. It was natural. It's because the end's in sight.
Maybe it is in another way. Because the end's in sight.
What do you mean, dear?
I don't know, sweetheart. Except that you and me like this, I mean, just you and me seeing if it all comes out to a kind of end, maybe.
Don't think about it, Charlie. We've been so lucky, haven't we?
Sure. Lucky.
Well, haven't we? When you think of everything.
I am thinking of everything. And there's another blinking route down there for real luck.
Oh, it must be the last one, Charlie. We've passed the trees now. Come on, dear. Shall we heave again? With the hooks?
All right there, Rosie. Let's... All right.
Charlie, we've done it. Oh, hear that? Clear water.
Glory, you're right, old girl. And you're right about the reeds, I know. Oh, they went all that far. I'm going nuts, that's what it is. We'll drift there, easy. Needn't even start the old engine.
Charlie, we're almost there. After all these weeks.
Oh, I've lost count. Months and months, miles and miles.
I've been wicked, Charlie.
So have I, old girl.
Oh, I didn't mean that, dear. Not with you. That's all part of us. But last night, when I had the malaria again, I suddenly remembered that in all this time, ever since Samuel died,
You've what, sweetheart? Tell Charlie.
I haven't said my prayers, dear. Except just once, and that was when I was frightened. But I haven't, Charlie. Not really. Not on my knees, the way I used.
Rosie, girl, I never was much handed.
Oh, it's all right, Charlie. I'm not asking you to join in or anything.
Well, I'd be a sight I would on my knees in these old spare bloomers of yours.
Well, you had to wear something when your own clothes went in the swamp. I'm no sight myself if it comes to that. Not to get down before my God in these rags. Part of the old awning, remember? Where my skirt went to bandage your leech wounds. But I must do it, Charlie.
You just do what you want to do, old girl.
You smoke your cigarette, Charlie. And listen. That time when I threw the rum overboard, remember?
It was gin.
I kept back one bottle, Charlie, in case you ever really wanted it. It's in my trunk, right at the foot. If you'd like to celebrate in your way...
Oh, Rosie, you're it, you are. Well, I'll just sit over there. I'll keep a lookout as we go through the reeds. You just say your say, old girl.
Thank you, dear Charlie. Dear God, I come before thee kneeling as a penitent, dear God. If I have forgotten thee, dear God, do not thou forget me. Thou hast brought me and Charles, through the valley of the shadow of thine enemy, dear God, in this blessed ship. We are in thy lap, and I ask thee to look with further favor on this voyage of thy African queen, and to grant us of an opportunity to seek out and destroy the vessel known as the Louisa, so that the iron cross of thy foes and ours shall be swept forever from the waters of Lake Wickersbark. And I pray thee further, dearest God.
Rosie! Rosie! We're through! The lake, Rosie!
Charlie!
And look, see, not a blessed mile away. She's there. The old Louisa, Rosie. She's there!
We should have been ready, Charlie. It was the very time.
Now, look, old Rosie.
I won't look, Charlie. We lost the chance this afternoon.
Won't you let me speak, old girl? Maybe I've got a plan myself this time, for once.
What plan?
The old Louisa's anchored over there in the islands for the night, isn't she? You can still see her lights and everything.
If we'd torpedoed her earlier, she'd have no lights at all.
Now, wait now. It ain't that simple. The lucky thing is that when we came out of these here reeds, she never spotted us.
She was heading away.
She might still have spotted us. And it's the very point I'm telling you, dearie.
What point?
Even supposing we had been ready with them torpedoes of yours, could we have caught her, even if we had the speed? And suppose she had spotted us and used them guns of hers. Ah, no. Now we did the best thing we could and came back into the reeds to hide. Like a couple of old basking nippers.
You needn't think you can make me laugh. She'll go away at dawn. We'll never see her again. Not ever.
Would you... Buddy, Rosie? Now we're down the river? Really?
Oh, Charlie.
We could get round the coast. We could keep hiding all the way. We could join our chaps at Port Albert on the other side. They've got a naval base there and everything. Chances are that they'll have worked out some way to knock the old Louisa for six themselves, even without us.
Charlie, after everything.
Oh, all right, then. Have it your own way after all, you old...
Charlie!
Look, I have got another plan, if you want to know. The real one. I was just chancing it ever helped me.
You should have known better, Charlie.
You maybe know a lot yourself, Rosie Sayer, but you don't know the Germans the way I do, so there.
Tell me, Charlie.
Right, then. Up at the mine, there was a German inspector chap we had called Kaufmann. He was an absolute... Well, he was a bit of a beggar, all right.
But what about him, Charlie?
And now, the one thing you could be sure of was that old Kaufmann would turn up once a week, he would, just regular as clockwork. Always the same day, see? He used to make me laugh the way the lads got everything ready just for him. Regular at clockwork.
I've heard Samuel say that, too. That the Germans were slaves to habit.
All right, then. And there we are. I'll bet you my last couple of fags that old crew out there on the Louisa's the same. They lays down systems and they sticks to them, those uns. Monday's their one place. Tuesday's their someplace else. I don't know what day it is today, but come this day week...
They'll be here again. This part of the lake again. We'd have time to get ready after all, Charlie.
That's the other thing that riled me. What time did I have before to make your blamed torpedoes fail with all we went through?
But you can now, dear.
Well, I've been thinking about it, maybe, off and on.
How?
We could empty the cylinders, see? Mm. And we could pack in the gelatine very tight. Like a lot of wax candles it is inside them red boxes.
What do we pack it with, Charlie?
Ah, I've worked that out, too. The old enemy, dearie.
What?
Just mud. Dried mud. Oh. It's the very thing. Now, if you could maybe knead it up for me like dough, and then we could pack it in tight, see?
Charlie!
And then there's the detonators. Now, work that out as well. Now, see this?
Charlie, a gun?
Well, I used to take it on the old embassy run, because I'd sometimes be carrying wages and stuff.
You never killed anybody with it, Charlie?
I never killed... Now, look, Rosie. And what about what you want to do to those poor devils over there?
Now, what were you going to say, Charlie?
Well, now, see... This cottage is in this here oven, and if I was to take them to pieces, kind of, and if I was to work out a kind of plunger arrangement or something, maybe from a couple of old nails, see,
And if I was to fix them to the front of the old cylinder somehow, and if we was to cut two holes in the prow, see, and stick their noses out, then maybe at night, when they come back next week, see, if we was to drive right forward with the old Queen, right into the old Louisa, and jump overboard at the last belt at the last minute...
Give us a kiss, Charlie!
Oh, Rosie!
How are you managing, Charlie? Almost ready?
Couple of ticks. Pass me over some more of them shavings to pack in tighter.
We made the holes in the prow a bit too big, maybe.
Never fitted torpedoes before, whatever else we've done. Here, give us a hand. This one, over this side. Uh-huh. Side here, even round a bit, round.
All right, Charlie. Are they sticking out far enough?
Just about right, I'd say. Them detonators should hit right home the minute we collide. And if we packed in a gelatine proper, there'll be a big bang, all right, cool, or what?
They're about to work, they must, Charlie.
Ah, that's it now. All set. Now, let's get back to the engine and start it up. My glory, the old Queen's got a lovely bosom on them with them things sticking out in front, eh?
Charlie!
Oh, I was right, old girl, wasn't I, eh? A week to a day.
The Louisa's nearer this time, thank heaven. See the lights just there?
I don't like this storm, Rosie. Blowing up a bit too hard for my liking.
All the better. They won't expect us in it.
Ah, they can be bad on these old lakes, you know, real bad. Look at them waves flying up. Now there's thunder in it too somewhere.
Hold me tight, Charlie. I never did like thunder.
Oh, Rosie, sweetheart. Oh, Rosie, you've been all in a world to me, Rosie.
Maybe the last time, Charlie.
God bless you, darling sweetheart.
Start the engine, Charlie. The African Queen. It's all her now.
Here goes. Rosie.
Never mind, dear. I'm all right. Drive her on. Drive her on.
You'll jump clear, old girl, the way you promised, when we get to 50 yards.
I've got the life belt, Charlie. You'll come beside me, will it?
Promise, Rosie, yeah, promise.
I never reckoned on this, Charlie. I never thought it would be so bad. Is it all right?
Oh, I don't know, old girl. I don't know. We can't go back. It's got us that way. It was so sudden. It was...
Charlie!
Oh, Charlie! Lightning! That's the funnel!
Wait, Charlie! It's whopping us! It's been right through, Charlie! We'll never reach the Louisa now! Never! Never!
So far, darling Rosie! Take the lifeboat, Rosie! We're sinking! Goodbye, darling sweetheart!
Darling! Darling! Darling!
Lieutenant Commander Robert McKendrick, Port Albert, Lake Whittlesbach, to Lieutenant Commander Rupert Swan, the Guardian. My dear old Bunface, the most extraordinary things have happened here. I'm taking this chance of a courier to the coast to write you this line about them at the same time as my report to the old man. 3 days ago, the old König and Louisa came romping across the lake with a white flag up. You could have knocked us down with a feather if you'd had one handy. She handed over to us, if you please, two queer hulks so plastered in mud and rags that we hardly knew them for whites at all. When we cleaned them up a bit, one was a man of sorts, and the other was a woman, also of sorts, dear old boy. It seems that the commander of the old Louisa had picked them up out of the lake in a storm or something. There was some fantastic tale about torpedoes in some old craft that they called the Queen of Africa or something, which sank or something. Said they'd come down the Ulanga and the Bora in her. All crazy, of course, just couldn't be done. Anyway, there they were, floating about in lifeboats in the middle of a big storm. It seems that the Boche cross-questioned them, And they must have been quite impressed with whatever they had to tell them about this idiotic journey of theirs. Because they brought them over to us with that queer kind of gallantry they show sometimes. They're the devil's own pair. No doubt about that at all, dear old boy. The fellow, the real cockney, was actually dressed in some kind of women's unmentionable. And as for her, though she maybe was something once, she's just unmentionable altogether. We've rigged them out in decent togs, so they're a bit better now. The whole thing's absurd, of course. I expect you'll know by this time that we've been carting bits and pieces of motorboats through the jungle these past few weeks or so. We got them assembled and heavily armed, and this very morning we went out to knock the old Louisa for six. She went down without a whimper. What price homemade torpedoes and so forth, eh? The two loonies are waiting outside to see me now. Whatever they did, they've certainly been through something. Have a word with them yourself and see if you can get the full yarn. I'm sending them along with the convoy, too. When you write home next, commend me to your dear mother. I do miss her Sunday teas on the lawn. Yours, Omen, Bobo. Well, that's that, then. I say you two out there. You can go in now. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Brought a stand myself, sir. Tall old son.
I've made a kind of arrangement about you, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, there's a Belgian escort going down to the coast with one or two prisoners. Fellows from the German gunboat, you know, after we sunk her.
I understand.
I think possibly the West Coast is the best solution for you, too, Mrs. Miss Sayre, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Sayre.
There's a consul there. He can see you back home safely. And you, too, Mr. Philnut?
Allnut, sir.
See. Si. Yes, quote. I expect that you'll be wanting to join up, won't you? The consul can arrange that, too. Do your bit and all that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's it, eh? Well, start in about half an hour. I'll send a boy to collect you here when the convoy is ready. Make yourself comfortable, Miss Sayre.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm just buzzing along. Got some things to see to.
I say, I still can't quite believe all this stuff about this river trip of yours.
Are you sure the Bosch didn't make some kind of mistake when he was handing you over? Got it mixed up or something?
No, sir. She did it all right, sir. Rosie did it.
Rosie?
Yes, sir. Rosie did it.
I see. Extraordinary. Well, good day.
Good day.
Yes, extraordinary.
Well, that's that. Hey, Rosie?
Yes, Charlie.
All over, eh?
All over.
Poor old Queen and everything, eh? She saw us through all right. Heaven rest her. Nearly, that is.
Wasn't her fault. Not at the end. She did everything she could.
I'll always remember her, Rosie. Honest, I will. Oh, she was a bit of all right.
Yes. She was a bit of all right.
How do you feel yourself, old girl? You look kind of... Well, I don't know. I mean, kind of...
I don't know either, Charlie. I don't really feel anything at all, I think. Not yet.
I tell you the truth, I don't either. Except, kind of sad, maybe, about the Queen and all that. It's so queer, isn't it, all this? After everything, eh?
Charlie, I've been thinking.
Yes, Rosie?
That officer. I didn't like the way he said Miss Sayre, Charlie.
Now, look, old girl.
He said something about a consul when we get to the coast. Consuls can marry people, can't they?
Eh?
We must, Charlie. Shall we, dear?
Righto, Rosie. Let's.
In The African Queen, a play by John Keir Cross from the novel by C.S. Forrester, Rose Sayre was played by Celia Johnson and Charlie Allnut by Derek Giler. Dennis Gosher was the lieutenant commander. The play was produced for the BBC by Charles Lefeu.